Lincoln Project's fundraising page turned off amid multiple scandals. By Joshua Kaplan on February 15, 2021. The Lincoln Project's fundraising page is no longer operational in the wake of sexual harassment allegations waged against co-founder John Weaver and a wave of resignations from the embattled Never Trump organization. The Lincoln Project's donation website page has been shut off since Saturday, the New York Post was first to point out. The organization has been in turmoil since the New York Times reported that over 20 young men alleged Weaver sent them unsolicited sexual messages. Weaver has since departed the group and the FBI is reportedly investigating allegations against the longtime strategist of former Ohio Governor John Kasich, R., says reporter Yashar Ali. On Thursday, the Lincoln Project tweeted and subsequently deleted private messages between co-founder Jennifer Horn and a journalist, seemingly without her consent. The scandals prompted Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt to resign Friday from the group's board of directors, while Nawira Haque quit as the group's newly minted TV host. Presently, the Lincoln Project is made up of four middle-aged white men. That composition doesn't reflect our nation, nor our movement. I am resigning my seat on the Lincoln Project board to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform and professionalize the Lincoln Project, Schmidt, pictured, said in a statement. The organization announced Thursday evening, after the new details were reported by the Associated Press, that its board had decided to retain a best-in-class outside professional to review Weaver's tenure to establish both accountability and best practices going forward for the Lincoln Project. The group also encouraged anyone bound by a non-disclosure agreement to contact the Lincoln Project for a release. Despite the initial warning in June, the group took no action against Weaver and pressed forward with its high-profile work. For the collection of GOP consultants and former officials, being anti-Trump was becoming very good for business. Of the $90 million Lincoln Project has raised, more than $50 million has gone to firms controlled by the group's leaders. The Associated Press contributed to this report.